Canada's residential real estate market has proved remarkably resilient in the face of rising interest rates, slumping sales and a slowing economy. Across the country, the mortgage default rate was a mere 0.15% as of the third quarter of 2023. It is 0.01 points higher than the record low, but still nearly half the 0.28% delinquency rate in Q1 2020 during the first shockwave of the pandemic. In Western Canada, the mortgage delinquency rate ranges from a low of 0.11% in British Columbia to a high of 0.46% in Saskatchewan, with Alberta at 0.26% and Manitoba at 0.20%, according to Equifax Canada data. In Metro Vancouver, the delinquency rate is 0.09%, just 0.01 points above the record low. Even fewer Vancouver-area homes fall into foreclosure because most troubled mortgage holders have been able to sell the property quickly at prices often at or above what the mortgage is worth, explained Amar Shan of Saba Realty Limited, Vancouver, a specialist in BC foreclosures. "There have been a lot of bargain hunters circling," he said. Intuitively, they all expected a catastrophic number of foreclosures with the rising interest rates. But it hasn't happened, yet, Sean said. But Sean has seen a recent change with prices in the final stage of delinquency when a mortgage moves from being 90 days in arrears to foreclosure. As of the third quarter, there were a total of 83 residential foreclosures in Metro Vancouver, including 50 detached houses and 33 strata townhomes and condominiums. This is still far below the down market in 2009, when local foreclosures were in the 130 to 140 home range. Prior to mid-October, Sean said, typical discounts this year from a property's assessed value were from 5% to 15%, with some selling for even higher than the asking price from the foreclosure trustee. However, discounts of 20% to 34% are now being seen, he noted. Sean said it is not a coincidence that the biggest discounts began after mid-October, as higher interest rates began to bite into housing sales. Prior to that time, the market psychology was relatively strong. Investors would get a sale agreed at a low price, but then the sale would be challenged in court by other bidders and the price would be bid up considerably, he told Western Investor. Foreclosure trustees knew this, and it was part of the reason they would accept very low offers. However, after mid-October, investors were moving more cautiously, so accepted offers didn't get challenged in court, and the sales were at much lower prices. Foreclosure examples. Recent sales examples from Saba Realty include a 7-bedroom, 9,260-square-foot mini-mansion at 20133 2nd Avenue, Langley. Assessed at $4.79 million and offered under a court-ordered sale at $3,250,000, it sold November 2 for $3,150,000, a 34% discount from its assessed value. In Mission, a 6-bedroom house of 4,874 square feet sold August 8 for $1,218,088, which was slightly above the foreclosed list price but $247,000 or 17%, below its original purchase price. Strata examples include a foreclosed 1-bedroom condo in the Corot Lofts at 55 East Cordova Street in Vancouver's Gastown. Assessed at $1.03 million and listed at $702,700, it sold October 19 for $699,900, 32% below the BC assessment value. In North Vancouver, a new 4-bedroom, 2,044-square-foot townhouse at 752 East 3rd Street in Moodyville, assessed at $1.96 million, sold under foreclosure on October 23 for 25% less, at $1,470,999. Residential land deals. It is not only homeowners who are dealing with a foreclosure, or the threat of it. In Vancouver, in the wake of the collapse of developer Coromandel Properties in February 2022, a 9-lot, 0.67-acre land assembly next to the Nanaimo SkyTrain station is offered under a court-ordered sale by Colliers at $20 million. The parcel was bought 2 years ago for $29 million. It has not sold, reflective of the fact that Metro Vancouver land sales have plunged 62.6% so far this year, compared to 2022. Slowing condo sales and rising construction costs have stalled several new residential projects in Vancouver as developers seek deadline extensions. These include projects that were approved 2 years ago, including a 49-story tower with nearly 200 condos and 162 rentals by Westgroup Properties at 1450 West Georgia Street, and a planned 289-unit condo tower at 1650 Alberni Street by Landa Global Properties. Rumors are swirling in Vancouver real estate circles that some condo projects may soon follow Coromandel into receivership.